Now it's time for the
1-2-2-2 up
on the upswing.
Do my best to keep you updated on the numbers around the election. 4.5 billion and 14.7 billion in its final pre-election analysis. The Wesleyan Media Project examined ad spending for the entire election cycle back to January 2023. They identified $4.5 billion of spend in television and radio advertising in federal and gubernatorial campaigns. Doesn't include digital spending, though, but over $3.4 billion of that total was committed to local broadcast or national network advertising. An additional $770 million was committed to television ads on local and national cable networks. This from Bloomberg this morning. We're looking at a whopping $14.7 billion being thrown around by candidates, political parties, and obviously all those political action committees. Everyone's always talking about it. It's a huge amount, and it's only, well, it's 92% of what the experts at Open Secrets think will be spent by the time we're all done voting. It's wild to see how much cash is flowing through this election cycle. More than 11,000 political groups, ranging from political action committees backed by Elon Musk to obviously all those niche interest groups, spent money in the 2024 election cycle, according to filings from the Federal Election Committee. Yeah, from a television and radio standpoint, television ads continue to dominate federal and statewide election campaigns. Of course, digital and online spending is incredibly important, but campaigns still find value in reaching voters in traditional ways. That is from Bloomberg. Next up, free all month long and a month long celebration at the Milwaukee Public Museum in partnership with Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Milwaukee Public Museum is honoring Native American Heritage Month this November with special programming, events, and free admission days that provide visitors with opportunities to learn about America's indigenous peoples and connect with Native community members as they share experiences, traditions, languages, and more. Native American Heritage Month is a celebration of diverse voices and cultures of the First Nations in Wisconsin and beyond. It's a time to recognize the many contributions of Native peoples as well as their history, unique connections to the land, and more. That's Milwaukee Public Museum's Manager of Tribal Relations. Today, Friday, November 1st, is Isabel Bader Community Free Day at the Public Museum. All visitors receive free admission in honor of Isabel Bader Community Free Day. Miss Bader, this would have been her 98th birthday. She worked as a teacher for nearly three decades in Greater Milwaukee. Later in life, became a strong ally of indigenous communities. So look for events around Native Americans all month long at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Just a reminder, regular ticket prices, $25 for adults, seniors, $21, kids 4 to 13, $19. But check out the museum's website, because there's lots of free offers all month long.